I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know, I feel like, really, Steve, you missed your calling.
What's that?
Because I know that if you hit the lottery, you'd buy a lot of weird things.
All the weird things, including a fully functional locker room shower.
Yes.
For, like, a hockey locker room shower.
That's why I feel like if you were an actor, you would take those weird things and make demands of the movie set that you're on, have them put in your contract.
Yes. I bet you guys need to talk to me about some updates and some edits to the script. Grab a beer and join me in the shower.
Yeah, that would be very weird. And probably would get you in trouble depending upon, you know,
who you wear a bathing suit if you want to be prude.
Yeah, still, I got to say, I feel like some people go, no, I don't want to wear a bathing suit with you in the shower either.
Like, where's Migs? He's been in the shower for the last 4 hours. He's not coming out until we figure all this stuff out.
The director is probably in HR right now. The reason I bring this up is there's a pop culture website that just put together a list of the strange things that actors request in their contracts. And George Clooney, I'll tell you right now, when you're George Clooney, you get some stuff, man. So the movie Gravity he did with Sandra Bullock.
I remember that movie.
Oh, yeah. It was a good movie. I only want to watch it once, but it was good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it totally. In the theaters. It was pretty damn awesome to see on a big screen. I'll never see that movie again.
Yeah. But here's the thing. To do the movie, he was like, okay, you're going to pay me, and I need a basketball court. So he requested a basketball court in order for him to be able to do this movie. And then he said, oh, by the way, when I'm off set, here's where I want to go. I want to go to a private beach hut-inspired place. That's where I want to be able to go to. So make sure that when I go, instead of a trailer, he had to have a beach hut-inspired vibe wherever he was going to go.
So you think they had, like, sand? And like,
I'm hoping truckloads of sand.
Right? Yeah. And, like, a palm tree.
Yeah. And what, are they going to get, like, a big screen TV that looks like it's the beach or something? Like, or some.
I don't know, maybe a big bucket full of water or a pool.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, get a little watermelon-shaped pool.
You know, I know a place.
Yeah. Boy, I have to say, is there competition? You know, you wonder about all the things we've heard about with the Fast and Furious set, because you got basically three big action stars in the same movie with three big action egos. And you wonder, like, okay, what kind of contract demands did all of them have? When
no, we had one huge action star and two other good-sized action stars.
Okay.
I'll let you guess which one's the huge action.
Yeah, I
physically,
you're gonna hate me for this, but out of the three of these people, there's only one person who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and that is the transporter. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, dude,
Jason Statham rocks. I'm not gonna.
He to me, I hate to do it to you, Steve, but he's a better out of all three of them.
That's completely wrong. But,
yeah, you know. Sorry. But yeah, we're talking The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Jason Statham. Here was the deal that was in their contract. This is funny. I mean, talk about maybe ego or whatever. Here's what they all said. We are to suffer equal pain in the Fast and Furious movies, whatever that even means.
Well, they all have to watch the movies. They have to also suffer. Yeah.
Wow. Also, here's
is
one.
Like visually, like in the movie, they suffer pain, or like in the stunts? I'm guessing in the movie.
It's the movie. It's
the characters.
Yeah, it's like, oh, if I get cut, well, then everyone else has to be cut. Like, it's that same sort of like, we don't want anybody else to be cooler than us.
Right. No, no one actor, no one character should seem stronger than the others.
Oh, I didn't even realize that's what that meant.
That's what I was thinking too, Ralph. Oh,
yeah, absolutely. And that's a total ego thing.
Wow. Okay.
My character can't look weak compared to your character.
Yep. 100%.
I was thinking the other way because I'm such a baby that if I have to get hurt, they all have to get hurt. I don't want to be the only one getting hurt. And
I stub my toe. Jason, stub your toe. Kick it right now.
Right now. Here's another thing that actually lends credence to what you guys believe, that none of them could lose when they fought each other. Which
I feel like The Rock is bringing like the ego of the wrestling business into this, because that is like an issue with some wrestlers where they're like, I can't lose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This guy, it doesn't make sense for my character. You know, like, dude, just do what the producer or like the booker says.
See, I'm starting to really be on Team Diesel here. I mean, you know, Rock came in and invaded that set. Granted, they could use, I mean, when you're at Fast and Furious number, what, 45, you do need some other help because it's just thinking that the regular family ain't cutting it anymore.
See, I think it's all three of them that have this. So it's just like the simple fact of the matter is like, oh, I don't want this person to look cooler than me, especially Vin Diesel, like, doesn't want that because these are, you know, quote unquote, his movies.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want somebody else coming in and kicking his ass.
I know, it comes off as a shock, but I'm leaning more towards Vin was the initial issue, and then everyone else was like, well, screw him. I don't want that either then.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. So Samuel L. Jackson, who, by the way, I think should get whatever he wants because everything he touches turns to gold, really, when you think about it. He must be allowed to golf at least twice a week, and the production company has to pay for it and take him. Yeah. I
didn't know he liked golf.
I didn't either, but a lot of, you know.
Does he like golf or does he just not want to work more than 5 days in the week? And he's like, well, this will be a good enough reason. I like drinking outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. Even if I wasn't a golfer, I think you made strong points. I mean, you know, it's pretty out there.
You know, of all the things so far, that seems like the least, like, weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people had that in their contracts.
Right. He's like, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I'm not working 7 days this week. Like, you guys are going to have to figure it out. You could do all the other scenes that don't involve me on, you know, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be here Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of actors have had to work long, grueling hours. So, yeah, to be able to say, look, twice a week, I'm going golfing. No matter what. So you're going to have to figure it out.
And you're going to have to pay for it. Because if I was at home, I'd be paying for it myself. But you guys made me come out here and make this movie. So you know what? You pay for it. Pick up the bill.
Yep. Jack Nicholson, of course, we're going back to when he was the original Joker in the Batman movie that Tim Burton did. It allowed him extra time off in filming. He said, I'll do your Batman movie if I can get time off to go watch L.A. Lakers home games.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's a ticket holder.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I would do that with the Kraken.
Oh, yeah.
If I was a big actor
and
person.
You're paying for my season tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Too. You got to buy me season tickets and give me the time off to go to the games.
I don't know.
And talk to the team. I need a picture in front in that tunnel with the cool blue lights.
Oh, that's your Santa mascot.
Yeah, that's what you're going to want. Yeah,
release the mascot.
He has to pose in the picture with me.
Yeah.
Feel like you've got to get to Jack Nicholson status. I'm not sure here.
He's close.
Is he? I mean, all right, fair enough.
Not even. I don't even have golf clubs in the back of my car.
What?
Wow, here's something I didn't realize, which is fascinating. With all the action movies, all the movies this guy has done, and now that I think about it, never once have I seen an action figure of Tom Cruise because he will not allow it.
Oh.
Which is really bizarre that he's done a lot of stuff, and they probably could have made a lot of money off of that. And no action figures for Tom Cruise.
I'm sure there's like some knockoffs, but like no like actually sanctioned action figures.
Yeah, he says he won't allow his likeness to be used for action figures or video game characters.
Why?
That is a really great question because
seems like one of the coolest things ever is to get an action figure of yourself and also to get a video game character.
You know what? That if I ever get to interview him, that we'll have to ask that question.
You know what it is that the action figure then would be taller than the real Tom Cruise.
Oh!
You know, those 12-inch action figures. No?
Wow. You know, next time someone does a bald joke, we're going to remind you of this.
You know what it is?
I'll do it every day. I get a stupid bald joke. Cry me a river.
Cry me a river.
Every day. Someone posted a picture of me with hair. And I read 17 different messages. Make you still have hair? Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has hair at some point, and then you lose it. That's just how life is.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Poor Tom Cruise. You're taking a beating because of what Steve goes through every morning.
You know what it actually is? He doesn't want to end up on Genevieve's Playhouse and get more views on those than his actual movies.
Okay. Is that just what happened here?
Yeah.
He's right.
No, it's true.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Tom Cruise, the doll, is playing with Peppa Pig.
Okay. Yeah. No.
In an action.
Bluey.
Please.
Yeah, don't Mission ruin, Impossible.
Don't ruin a good topic with your stupid cartoon stuff, would you please?
That's not a cartoon. That's a YouTube
Genevieve's Playhouse is real life, bro.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Real life.
action
me.
Figures right. involving human hands.
We are yeah,
thanks. Lots of human hands.
Okay. Yeah, it's super that's, weird.
all right. Okay. Well, that's you know what? I'm so happy that we ended it with that.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.